This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phil's baseball back on your radio tonight. First pitch, 7:15, Jack. Is that what we have?
6:45.
6:45. Oh, that's right.
Because you want to know why?
Why?
Because we're doing leading off.
We are doing leading off, yeah. Which we will have for you in a moment.
We have a good leading off record.
Do we?
Yeah. I swept the
Rockies. Because we're good. We were good, and then we did
actually
have a leading
off. To keep track of this.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Leading off versus non-leading off record?
Can be another thing Morgenstein has to do.
Yeah. Wow, look at you.
That's giving him credit. He's
kicking
doing a
his feet up, drinking pina coladas over there.
Come on, once your name gets on the show?
All right. It's third. Don't forget that. Well, it's the easiest one to drop off.
My mom says it's first.
The Ike, Spike, and Morgenstein.
We're getting closer and closer.
Yeah, all right. Let's go.
So, yes, yesterday I was at an Easter egg hunt at my sister-in-law's house. And again, 90 people there, which meant there was a lot of fresh faces.
I can't even imagine having 90 people at my house.
Yeah, it was a good amount.
Now, luckily, big house?
No, not really, but a good, big enough yard.
Okay.
Right,
so that was a key.
It was a decent enough day yesterday.
It wasn't raining at least.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Yeah, at the beginning. So a lot of time spent outdoors. But obviously, once the masters start heating up, a lot of time spent indoors, which means everyone was sitting down watching it, and I had to sit and watch with them.
Okay.
So this is the five people that every watch party has. Number five is the newbie. And this is someone who is just sitting there, doesn't really know what they're watching, but is trying to be a part of the group.
Yeah.
You know, maybe not the biggest sports fan,
right?
But is just kind of chiming in, maybe claps when they feel like they should be clapping.
Right.
And it's funny to watch that person because they're always a little bit delayed on things.
Yes, because they're watching everybody else's reaction.
Exactly.
And a lot of surfacey conversation.
Yeah.
Always surfacey conversation. They're trying to make small talk in the middle of the Masters.
Yeah.
No interest.
Don't small talk in the middle of the Masters. Yeah.
Now, see, I would compare it to a different guy, but I don't want to ruin the rest of the list.
There's one that's kind of close, but not the same that we will get to.
Because I would say the newbie is never a problem to me.
It's not a problem. Yeah, it's just every watch party has one.
Right, yes.
The fourth person that every watch party has, and this is quite annoying to me, especially during a golf match, is the guy that leaves the room and then checks back in every once in a while. And then just goes back out. We have to recap it, like we're giving a sports update.
He wants to know what happened.
Yeah.
What did I miss?
Oh, Rory was back down to a minus 11. What happened? Just sit down and watch it. You know, I know you got to chase your little kid around. But lock in if you're going to maybe. Either you're invested or you're not invested.
Wow.
That's the take.
Yeah. I think with the golf, I would have been I'd have been a check-in guy.
Oh, yeah.
You're definitely, yeah.
No,
yeah,
but you would have came in also like, who, you idiots?
Yeah.
Losers.
Not a sport.
Trying to troll people into doing arguments.
Maybe.
Yeah. You don't like talking to sports at family parties.
I don't like talking sports the minute I leave this place.
And some would argue to even like talking sports.
Like talking sports here. I do like talking. But
you knew that's where he was headed.
But really, I just think about it this way. This is what when people ask me about it, I say, think about any topic you would talk about for 4 hours. Would you want to talk about that topic after you were done talking about it for 4 hours?
Now, the funny part was yesterday, you know, I always find it funny when I think the way that we talk about sports in WIP is maybe different than the casual sports fan.
Yes.
So
what do you think?
So sometimes when I'm doing the WIP thing in public, people are caught off guard.
Oh, right.
So it's basically like, oh, Rory's going to choke here. He's a choker. It's what he does. And they're like, man, you're brutal. Like, this is nothing. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Occasionally I'll hit it with that guy's a loser. And they're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People aren't ready for that.
No.
People aren't ready for that.
No.
The third people that every watch party has is the storyteller. So the storyteller is someone who's like, oh, well, me and my boys, we golf,
right?
You know, and like we went on this trip down to Hilton Head or Myrtle Beach, like in the middle of, I'm trying to listen to Nance. We only have 10 more opportunities to listen to Jim Nance. And this guy's telling me about the bachelor trip he went on 5 years ago. Can't take the storyteller.
Like, do you realize he's roasting all these people are going to know that they were that person now. Are you comfortable enough with the people that you're roasting? Was it only family?
There's one that I would not be comfortable with, but I'm not roasting him.
Okay.
Yeah.
For reasons.
Yeah, I've seen Fritz do this before with people, and he does not care.
Doesn't care at all.
It's subliminally his way of trying to let them know that was irritating.
Right. Don't do that again.
And that I'm watching.
And that he's watching,
That's really the big one.
They certainly know who he's talking about.
Yeah. They do. The second people that every watch party has.
The second people?
Whatever.
Okay.
The second person that every watch party has. Thank you for the correction. Again, ringthebellbook.com for more errors like that.
Yeah.
And this happens, I think, at every single watch party, and there is nothing worse. And that is the question asker.
Now,
the question asker asking, like, oh, what happens when it goes to the playoff? Is it going to...
Oh, yeah.
Do they go on for another 18 holes? You know, like, how does this work? How does that work?
Sort of like the newbie.
Sort of like the newbie, but again, the newbie doesn't ask questions all the time. He's just happy to be there.
Right.
The question asker doesn't care, obviously enough, to know what they're talking about, and figures, let me just ask everyone when they're just trying to sit down and watch if Rory's going to choke or not.
Yeah.
Didn't appreciate the question asking when Rory's missing a putt from 6 feet away to cost me money.
Yeah, and I will say this. You know, now he's giving you this from his perspective, meaning his experience of watching the Masters yesterday. In other words, this isn't a casual viewing. This is Jack intense. You know, he's got...
It's a big event for him.
Yeah, he's got a little something on the line here. So you know how it is. We watch playoff baseball with him.
Yes.
That's not an enjoyable experience.
No, it's one of the worst...
I've been knowing the guy for almost a decade, and it's irritating to watch baseball with him.
It's one of the worst...
the whole season.
One of the worst sports watching experiences of my life.
Exactly. Wouldn't recommend it.
No. Yeah. Not fun at all.
At all.
Zero. Like... Worse than me.
Yeah. Okay, I don't want
at all.
It's not sunshine and rainbows. We're here to win titles. Right. We're here to watch the Masters.
Exactly. I can tell how he's irritated by everyone else.
Oh, my God. It was just like, just shut up. Just watch it. Like, stop. You don't even care enough. Anyway, number one is, and this is me. This is what I was doing.
Okay.
Which sometimes you got to look internal.
Yeah.
The first person every single watch party has, and this is growing. Like there's more and more of these guys at every single watch party, and that's the gambler.
Yeah,
I was letting everyone. I was letting everyone know I had Rory plus 650.
Yep,
and they were still asking questions when he's missing putts. You know, so I had to watch. I had to watch Oberg choke in front of my face. That was plus 2,000. I was letting everyone know. Everyone was well aware of what Fritz had on the line in this watch party.
Now I gotta admit, when you got a little something on the line, it does. Everything is intensified, man. It just is.
Yeah, and it is like everybody now.
Yeah.
It's the gambler.
I had to go upstairs. You know, family's downstairs. They're trying to watch. I don't know. They got some movie on. I'm like, seriously, a movie day in the middle of Augusta?
Yeah.
Masters on a Sunday?
That's a questionable decision right there.
Well, I was outnumbered, too. So, you know, mother-in-law's in town and everything. So I was outnumbered. But I was okay. I went upstairs where I could sort of frustratingly yell
Focus
out when
in.
I needed to and get excited when I need. I had the iPad, so I had the Phillies on the iPad.
Yep.
And I'm watching the Masters on television.
So I was double screening it with that ridiculous Sixers game in the Phillies.
The Sixers played yesterday?
They played the Bulls. Yeah. I had to do a podcast. Okay. Halfway through it. So you know when you're double screening it, you always have, even in your eyes, one is primary, right?
Yeah, yep.
So I started the game. With, you know, the Sixers started at 1, Phil started at 2:15 or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was, primary was Sixers because I knew how to talk about it right after. And then 15 minutes into the Phillies game, I thought to myself, why am I watching this? Why is 1 the Sixers? I could do this podcast without paying close attention.
Yeah, you don't really need to watch the game.
That game. So I shifted my eyes over to the Phillies.
Yeah. Yeah, how'd that feel?
That was not... I
between
don't,
the two, yeah. Which one? Yeah, which one do you enjoy more?
I don't agree with your point of like give up. You know, give up the whole. But yeah. I understand it.
Right.
Let's put it. Yeah. Watching them right now is not. It's not been a fun six games to watch them. You know. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down. Up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Oh, hey, Herb. Herb, you're on WIP. Herb.
All right, so what I want to talk about today.
Yep.
I didn't see a lot of the Phillies this weekend.
Okay, good.
Worked about
we're not talking about it today.
Glad
hours,
you called.
Okay. But what I did see, okay, is guys are still, like I've been talking to you every week since spring training, these guys are swinging out of the zone. Number two, the hitting coach is in with Thompson, okay? So he ain't going to fire him unless upstairs
says something
to him. Unless they say something to him that he's not doing his job, okay? I don't understand, okay, that game Thursday night, I went to bed, I wake up, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, They just got the game over. First of all, the league, I would suggest that all the owners get together and vote on this the next time they go for a meeting. I don't know if they have meetings this year or next year for whatever. But no more than 2 hours. I got a bunch of people right now that agree with me. That if the umpires shut the game down, then you got 2 hour time for the players and the pitchers to sit in the clubhouse, okay? And if it's over 2 hours, that's it. The game gets replayed at the time. Just like we do in high school and college, the game gets played over the next time that team is in town.
Yeah, Herb, we heard about some of your umpiring. Now, the one guy came down from the school that you threw out last Thursday, I believe.
No, I already.
Yeah, but he said you leave in the middle of the game for like 2 innings and then come back for the last portion of the game.
I didn't leave no game.
That's not what he said.
Yeah, he seemed pretty sure of it.
I went to Jack. If I got to come down there and do something to you.
Whoa.
Okay?
I heard the guy say it too. I heard the guy say it too, Herb.
That's what he said.
Yeah,
he said
the guy seemed honest.
He said you leave for innings at a time.
No. You're getting it wrong. You're taking information. I went to go use the porta potty, okay? That was not the porta potty. It was actually the men's room at 11th and Bigler.
In the middle of the game?
For how long?
And my home plate umpire knew I was using it, and he took care of everything. Okay?
Well, so you did leave.
Then he's right. You left in the middle of the game. That's it. It's fine.
It doesn't matter. It was in between innings, Jack.
All right. I'm just relaying information, Herb.
Jack, you ain't. We're never a Division I player.
Whoa!
I was close.
Okay. That's right. Get him right, Herb.
People said
it right.
I want to call Joe Camerata and get you. I'm telling you, because you're starting to aggravate me.
That's a good point.
That's right.
It's a good point.
Huh? In the Poconos, they ain't nothing up there.
Oh, Huskies?
Bloomsburg.
Set a school record for a win sophomore year.
Dude, I know all about you up there.
I know. It wasn't very impressive.
From Burkhead. Burkhead told me everything. Okay?
Yeah, I know. I wasn't good.
I don't want to hear nothing.
That's right, Herb. Don't let him disrespect
when
you, Herb.
When it comes down to baseball, I know more about baseball than you ever will know.
Yes.
That's
You've forgotten
about.
More. You
Marsh,
could
disagree.
Okay, let me talk about Marsh.
Go ahead.
You seem like you've been talking about Marsh a lot.
How long were you in the bathroom for?
It was like 3 minutes, 4 minutes. I had to take a pee. Okay?
Okay.
A long pee.
All right.
Yeah,
it's just Jack said, just real quick, Herb, Jack said before the show, we were all sitting down, Jack said before the show that you were gone for 45 minutes, and he had it on good information. This is what Jack said.
That's wrong.
Well, that's what he said. Yeah. He also said you were unprofessional and were terrible at calling.
I never said that.
That's what you said.
That's what Jack
said.
Spike's making up things
now. I'm not making up anything.
Spike's trying to divide you and I, Herb.
I'm not.
12 games coming up. You don't even know what you're talking about.
I agree.
So, that's not the point, okay? Mm-mm. It was freezing out there. We had a lot of wind last week again, okay? Luckily, I didn't get sick from all this stuff, okay?
From the wind.
Because I got sick about 2.5 weeks ago.
From the wind?
I'm an emergency ump, okay? I'm only taking these games because nobody else is available. There's no umpires in Philly that want to work. Okay.
That's this generation. Jack's this generation. Nobody wants to work.
Talk about the Phillies.
Yes.
Let me ask you, Jack, what is his contract, Marsh's contract? What is he a free agent at the end of this year?
No.
Okay, so he's still got what? 1 year left, 2 years left, or what?
I think he has 2 years left after this year.
Okay. All right, so he's pressing. It seems like he's pressing, okay? And he needs, okay, if he's going to, they're going to sit him down, let him relax, watch a few other guys play, fine. Then they'll put him back in a lineup, okay? And see what he does for 4 or 5 games, 6 games, okay? Going into next week. They'll be on the road next week. So they have to decide. The problem is they got prospects. At AAA, they got the one kids at AA. As soon as Painter goes to Redding, I'm going up there to go see him pitch. And I'll give you my evaluation, okay, what I see, okay, because I know these pitchers. I know they're breaking pitches. I see all this stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're talking about an expert. You're not talking about some guy that just wants to talk.
Like me, yeah. Like
ESPN
Fritz.
And MLB, yeah. Fritz is, you know, Fritz is trying to get that job down there.
Yeah, he's full of it.
That's what Fritz is trying to
do. Ooh, which
Fritz
job?
One of the Phillies jobs when somebody down there quits.
Yeah.
When they decide to get something else that's better.
That's not a bad idea, Herb.
Yeah, Fritz is going to try to get in with the play-by-play.
He is.
He's going to,
watch out, Fransky.
When Stocker decides he wants to blow out, or Larry Anderson is ready to retire,
yeah, then it's going to be Fritz. Yeah,
so
they're going to bring in an analyst.
Try to push him for that job.
Yeah, I can't, to be honest with you, Herb, and Fritz. What? Fritz left the studio, so he can't hear this. I've had enough of him.
Yeah, and I hear you, brother.
Yeah, we got to. We were thinking.
I had enough of him telling me stuff like that.
And
let me tell you, that coach that he's talking about,
yep.
I told him, next time you open your mouth, right on the side of the mound, he came up. I said, next time you make a big deal about something that in the situation that we have right now, you're gone.
Yes.
You're going to sit the bench. You ain't come running. First of all, that coach was over, okay? He didn't come on the scene until about the fourth inning.
Well, yeah, and here's the other thing. Let me get this out real quick, Herb.
Before, where was he for 3 innings, Jack?
Before Jack gets back, Herb, before he gets back so he can, we're thinking of replacing him with Justin, the video guy. What do you think of that?
Justin? I don't know who. Oh, Justin, you mean you're talking about Justin, right, or something, or? What's his name?
Justin Morgenstein. He's our video guy. Before Jack gets back, what's your opinion if we just replace Jack?
I don't know him. I only know the Justin that works with, what's his name, from Chester.
Okay.
Oh, from OG Ways. Yeah, OG Ways.
Oh, no, Justin. Different Justin. Different. No mustache here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that Justin.
Yeah, okay. All right. Oh, Jack's back. Shh, shh, shh.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
What I miss?
Nothing.
He probably went to the bathroom too.
He does. Up in the middle of the inning.
He does.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I hear you. All right, Herb.
Hey, great
love
call,
you,
Herb. Love you, buddy.
Yeah. Love you, Herb.
You when you want to see a real umpire you call me when what's his name wants to have his softball game up there in Allentown.
Oh, Devontae. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you should be umpiring it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have I'll do it for porta potty close.
I'll do it for nothing too.
Whoa. There you go.
I'll do it for nothing.
Yeah. Well, he would, yeah.
Yeah, he would.
Okay.
I gotta show Jack how I move around. The only reason I'm not in the minor leagues and right now and what actually would have been a mate, okay, I didn't study for the test when I was down there. I got 64 and you gotta have a 70. I didn't study for the test.
No.
But they know wow. Hunter Wendelstedt, Jerry Lane, all those guys that you saw on TV, they were in Atlanta, Stu Sherwater. Yeah. And Jordan Baker.
Who else?
I know those guys inside out.
Who else? Whoa.
And Porter. And Alan Porter.
And who else?
I know what they do, and I know what I do. You understand?
Yep.
I know the game. I know the rules.
Well, this guy, Jack, doesn't know anything.
Jack plays Division III.
Two.
Three.
The
it
Mountain
was three.
Conference. He played the Mountain Conference.
I know.
All right. Well, hold on. If we're going to keep doing this. If I make me get my backbone up.
Conference.
Yeah. I mean, okay.
How many guys got drafted out of the Poconos?
Almost none.
Out of the Poconos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interstate.
Ever heard of Chaz McCormick?
Interstate 80. All the way up.
I-80. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Is the thin air cooked his brain, Herb?
Oh, man.
Actually, you know what? Villanova's having a good baseball season this year.
Jack could never get in there.
They just played Butler and beat them 2 out of 3, and they got Xavier coming up this weekend.
Oh, wow. All right.
You know, we get a Nova breakdown.
Yeah, they just said that right, Darryl Morey.
Give us a chick flick, Herb.
Yeah, Herb, do you like any chick flicks?
What's that?
We're asking people for their favorite chick flick today.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine's Notting Hill. I'm talking about Titanic, you know.
Mine is Waiting to Exhale.
Waiting to Exhale.
The German chocolate cake.
Yeah.
There's four of them.
Yeah, German chocolate cake.
Yeah.
Yep.
Double chocolate. Quadruple chocolate.
I saw that girl the other day. You know, I was down.
Oh, my God.
Ike Reese, I took that. I was the people that had their house.
Yep.
By the Flyers charities.
Okay.
And I picked them up. On Saturday at like 10:30 in the morning, took them to the stadium. They had seats on the ice, and then I took them back after the game. Chocolate lives right down the street, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Jaleesa.
Well, don't give out her name.
Yeah.
It don't matter. It doesn't matter.
Okay, all right.
Herb, we gotta go, though.
All right, love you, buddy.
Love you, Herb.
I might bring her down.
No, it doesn't care.
You should do that.
Yeah. I might bring her down.
Bring her down to Chickies.
Bring her down to Chickies. Show her a good time.
So you can check it out.
Yeah. Well, her, not it. Her. Not it out.
Yeah.
All right.
Not objectify
the
women.
I got to strike those you ever seen. You can hook up one of your sons down there. You know?
All right. We really got to go.
Yeah.
We really got to go, Herb.
Yeah.
Right. Appreciate it, Herb.
All right, goodbye, Herb. Wow.
Man.
You know.
Wow, that was a hell of a phone call.
You remember Kenny Paul? Kenny Paul texted me the other day. He's like, hey, you know, on the app, on the Rewind, there's the chapters. It says what's in every segment.
Yeah.
And he sent me a screenshot. He's like, hey, who does this? And I said, I think it's Justin. He was like, can he put in when there's a Herb call? He wants the Herb calls identified in the podcast
all
and the chapters.
All they want is a Herb call, man.
He came after you, buddy.
Yeah,
ooh,
I know.
He was on you today.
Yeah. I didn't like it. I'm going to be completely honest. I didn't like it at all. Because the shame of it, not the shame of it, it was great, but the part that hurt, he's kind of cooking.
He was cooking.
He was cooking.
Yeah. Call it the Poconos League.
Yep.
So I didn't like that
well,
one bit.
The best part is, you know, he's had all those in the chamber for a while, and he was just waiting for them. They were not off the top of the
dome.
Right.
He was hot at you.
Yep.
No, he was. Joey Wendell, by the way, Westchester, played the league for a long time. Chaz McCormick ruined our lives in game 6.
Turn off his mic. Justin, turn off Jack's mic.
Game 5 in the 2022 World Series. Yeah.
Right.
Tim Mesa,
all right. We'll get you ready for the Phillies game coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.